the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's wonderful for us today to be able to feature some folks from an organization I've long supported and admired, Center of Life in Hazelwood. Has long had a vision. People are everything, connecting people from throughout the community and beyond. They have a national award-winning jazz ensemble. You've heard them here before. They also have another group among their programs who has been here before and also does incredible work. It's called Crunk, and we have a few representatives from Crunk here with us today. And I'm going to ask if you could please introduce yourself, maybe mention the school you go to and your age.
My name's Story. I go to Order Dice, and I'm 18.
And what attracted you to the Crunk movement? How long have you been part of it?
I've been a part of the Crunk movement for like about a year now, and they actually came to my school, and I seen them, and I talked to them, and it seemed like a great program, so I wanted to try it.
Oh, that's great. In a year, how has it changed you, you know, from the person you were a year ago to who you are now? I don't mean to get so deep, but I know something like that has to have an impact.
Yeah, I would say I'm more dedicated now in my work, and like I take more like pride in it. Like I
that makes sense.
I got a schedule now with Crunk because of Crunk. I got a working schedule every day.
It kind of anchors you in some ways and gives you a place to be. And it's like a place to be and a place to be you at the same time. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge who is here with you today or has been helpful to you?
Really everybody here. My mom, Garrett, Jory, Miss Naomi, like everybody here. My mom, my little brother. Shelly, like everybody here, because Crunk's like a family. So this is my family.
That's excellent. What's your brother's name?
Kenneth.
Excellent. Let's next turn to the person on your left. Hello.
Hello.
And could you introduce yourself to folks listening?
My name is Shelly.
And where do you go to school? And how old are you?
I go to Urban Pathway 6-12 Charter School. I'm 15 years old, and I'm in 10th grade. What was the other question?
Oh, no, you're right with me. When did you get involved with Crunk?
I've been here since around March of 2024. Initially, I was going to their one location, the Spartan Center, for something else, but they never showed up. And then that's when I met a guy named Eli, and that's how I figured out about jazz. And then during my audition, around February, that's when I met Miss Naomi and knew about Crunk.
That's great. Does Eli play an instrument?
Yeah, he plays bass.
I know Eli. He's a fine musician. I think I know who he is. So what difference has Crunk made to you? You've been involved for 2 years now, more or less. How has it changed who you are as a person?
Honestly, when I was, like, before, I was, like, really nervous, really anxious. Just, it was hard for me to do nearly anything. And then coming to Crunk, I kind of broke out of that a little bit more. I feel more comfortable on stage. I feel, like, more comfortable at Crunk. I just feel like I'm around people that know me.
That's huge to get that kind of confidence, and it really snowballs once you establish it. I think, did it give you more confidence too?
Yes.
Yeah, it really can make a big change. Shelly, do you want to acknowledge anybody who's here with you or just who's helped you along the way with your activities?
People that are here, I'd like to thank my mom and my family, Miss Naomi, Garrett, Jay. They just been really helpful. Someone I'd also like to mention, Keith, and just the students that are there, like Star right now, Angel that's going to be here. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, let's talk a little bit about the project. It's called Mental ID, and it's a Krunk Movement's upcoming album, Mental ID. And it explores themes of mental health and self-identity. Do you want to talk a little bit about what led to this work and why you think it's important for people to consider listening to it and just exploring it?
Because it's like an outlet. Like, it's called Mental ID because the whole album is just a list of different mental battles that people face on a daily. So it's like, it's something that gives you, it gives you like, it, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just should help you feel like better. Yeah.
It sounds to me like it might help you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
That like other alone. People might experience the same things you're experiencing. And it also sounds like it might give you some empathy to, even if you've never experienced these feelings, to understand how others might be having those feelings. What do you think, Shelly, about the whole idea of having an album that focuses on mental health and self-identity?
Yeah, just adding on what Star said, it's basically an outlet. It's just telling people how you feel, and maybe they can connect and be like, hey, I guess I'm not alone.
Do you find in your schools that people are, your age are willing to talk about mental health openly?
No, not really.
No.
And that probably is not too surprising. Most adults are uncomfortable. You can have a cast on your arm. Everybody knows, you know, you've hurt your arm or some other condition, like, you know, a cut on your leg. But if you're not feeling well, or if you're having a mental health issue, everybody tries to hide that. If it were up to you, would that change? Or do you think it's still kind of hard to be more open about those things? That's kind of a tough question. I think I don't want to put you on the spot. I mean, you're helping bring things out in the open, but it's more universal than individual, I guess. That's going to be a hard thing to change overall.
Yeah, I think if I could change it, I would. But I feel like that's something I just needs. I'll be the person to like go first. But like for I wish, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I realized right after I asked that is who makes the first move, so to speak, and what happens to people who make judgments on people who want to share some of either challenges or differences that they might have. Are there resources at your schools for students, not necessarily you, but for students to go to if they want to talk about issues of mental health? Shelly, you're at Urban Pathways. Are there things there that you can do, or do you have access to other resources outside of school?
Yeah, we have like plenty of them. We got a good chunk of student council members in our school. There have been times that I've went and talked to them, and I know other people that go to them.
That's great. So I wonder if they've had like mental health first aid training or just some experience, maybe just given that some of them have been at school for a longer time helps. What do they do that's helpful?
Just basically you're able to talk to them about how you feel, and they'll give you advice, answers on certain things, pretty much.
That's huge. listening sometimes too is the biggest thing. Star, anything to add on that?
No.
Yeah. Are there resources? You're at Alderdice, right? I would imagine there are.
We got a therapist program, and then we got like our guidance counselors and our. That's it, really.
Yeah. Well, you, both of you, are providing a new resource with this upcoming album that's coming out, because I think the fact that Crunk Movement, you know, your movement is youth, comprised of it, and not only are you providing great performances on this album, but I think it's going to be another resource for people that want to know that they are not alone, and for people that want to get a better understanding of folks who may have a mental health issue that they want to share and talk about with others. So I'm really happy to hear that this is out. Is it out now, or will it be released soon? I know we've got you right around the time it's coming out.
The album will be released soon. The single actually just dropped last night.
Excellent. So centeroflife.org/crunkmovement, K-R-U-N-K, movement, is the best place to go for that. Now, Star is going to perform a song from that, and why don't we get you set up to do that, and we'll do it shortly. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a couple of students from the Crunk Movement here with us, Deshell or Shelly, and also Crash Out Star here with us, and you'll get a chance to hear Star in just a moment. Thank you for sticking with us during Youth Express. It's always a pleasure to have you tuned in. Do you get a chance to hear from teens directly, to hear original music? That's one reason we've done this for as long as we have, to give you that opportunity and for you to lend ears so that you get a chance to hear these things. Now, Star is going to share a song with you, and I want to be sure, is this Dedicated? Is that the name of the tune?
Dedicated.
Yeah, Dedicated it is. So we'll take a listen to Star, and then on the other side of it, we'll talk more about the song and about the album. So this is one of the tracks on the release. In fact, this just dropped, I think, last night, available on all streaming platforms as well as right now.
Hey, come on. You know who it is, though. Been through it all, I get harder and harder to act like I'm cool when I'm not. I do it all just to make sure you fine, but you act like you don't even care, got me hot. Check up on me, I be better out checking my cell phone ring and I'm hearing them talk. Who finna listen to me? You say it's love, but I know it can't be. Went through it all alone. I couldn't call your phone. Went through it all alone. I couldn't call your phone. Got up the next day and still went to work, cause you know I'm a G. Step on a op if he said I just beef. I couldn't stop by his feet and my team. Had to keep going, I said no to grief. If it ain't money, gotta keep it brief. I'm a young huncho, baby, I'm the chief. I wanted more and turned it to a thief. Shout out my mom, cause I know I'm naive. Trust I ain't tripping, cause you could leave. I'ma be up soon, best believe. So sad I'll never feel relief. Get to the bag, bro, I do it a lot. They wanna stop me, I'm young and I don't know. I don't wanna talk, I don't do nothing small. Give it to me, cause I score with the ball. Hard work and dedication paying off. Just to get to the top. Think I'ma lose, then you tripping on God. If you think I'ma lose, then you tripping on the way I got good, bro. I'll give it to God. I got big homies spinning, they thinking it's cards. You want me to glide, babe? Give me a nod. Stuck in the storm, trying to find a way out. Been through it all, and I feel like I'm fine. But maybe I'm lying, I'm seeing the doubt. Tell her this chill, she trying to figure me out. She got too close, so I'm letting her go. Money come quick, fell in love with the road. I hope you don't play and just pay with the yo. Babe, I'm on stage, I can't stop doing shows. She said she love me, but I ain't get chose. When I get rich, put my kids in a row. I see how you feel, I'm just speaking on roads. Now how would you feel if we switched up the road? You feel me? Get to the bag, bro, I do it a lot. They wanna stop me, I'm young and I don't know. I don't wanna talk, I don't do nothing small. Give it to me, cause I score with the ball. Hard work and dedication paying on. Dedicated just to get to the top. Think I'ma lose, then you tripping on God. If you think I'ma lose, then you tripping on God. If you think I'ma lose, then you tripping on. If you think I'ma lose, then you tripping on. Cause I walk with God, you feel me? If you think I'ma lose, then you trip on. Get to the bag, bro, I do it a lot. They wanna stop me, I'm young and I don't know. I don't wanna talk, I don't do nothing small. Give it to me, cause I score with the ball. Hard work and dedication paying off. Dedicated just to get to the top. Think I'ma lose, then you tripping on God. If you think I'ma lose, then you tripping on God.
That was Star from the Crunk Movement, and what an appropriate name you've got in Star. That was unbelievable. Just fantastic. Watching you, and I know you're listening to the radio now, but if you were watching, it was as if you transformed to a different person. And I mean that in a good way. I like both personas. But when you got in front of the microphone and took command, it was something else. Do you feel different when you're performing as you just did than when you're in, you know, normal everyday life?
Yes. Like, when I perform, I feel like I own the world when I perform.
It shows. And did you write all of that?
I wrote all of that.
What was, I mean, I've never written anything like what you just did. How do you do it? The process. I know that's kind of a weird question, but I mean, are you thinking of a beat first, or the words, or the theme? Maybe there isn't a standard process.
Me, it's on my mind. Like it's how I feel in the moment that I write.
So you'll have a feeling, something that you feel passionate about enough to want to write a song. It could be something positive, negative, whatever, probably any emotion. And then you'll take it straight from your heart and brain, put it out there in words. Did you do the music as well?
No. My mentor made the beat.
And who's that?
Jordan.
Ah, okay.
JD Anomaly.
And Jory's out there. There he is. Okay, and so Jory is an MC and coach with Crunk. Well, that was amazing, and that's out. The song, you can find it on all streaming platforms. Just take a look for it. It's called Dedicated. And you can look. Do you use Crash Out Star or Star?
Crash Out Star.
Crash Out Star. That's Crash with a K, all one word, Crash Out Star. And let me ask, Shelly, are you performing on the album as well? Do you appear?
Yes, I do appear on the album.
I know you're not performing this morning, but what can we find of yours on the release?
My song will be called ANX, the first three letters of anxiety. And pretty much mine is just going to be about, like, a person who's, like, always overthinking, trying to make sure everybody is okay. And if they're not, if they're doing right, if they're not doing right, and if they're not doing right, then what the heck are we doing? Pretty much.
I admire both of you, as well as everybody at Crunk and Center of Life. It takes a lot of courage to share any performance, let alone one that's based on emotions, feelings, truth. And that's what this project is all about. It's called Mental ID, and it's the latest album coming out very soon from Crunk Movement. We're down to our last minute or so. Did either of you want to say anything that I didn't give you room to say, or just want to add anything about the project, any thank yous or anything at all?
The album's coming out May 8th.
May 8th, thank you. That's soon. Just about a month away. And anything else from you, Crash? Well, thank you both for being here, and our thanks too to Garrett Moore, the visual arts coordinator, Naomi Allen, who's a vocal coach and program coordinator at Crunk. We mentioned before, Jory Struthers is here, and all the family members and folks. In just a minute, you're going to get a chance to learn about Northgate High School's musical, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions.